the 10 o'clock hour of Will
Collins
the Intern.
Slide for the big fella there for Scoop-Dee-Doo.
Yes.
I think we're done with Scoop-Dee-Doo-Gate.
I like Scoop-Dee-Doo.
844-770-3.
This is a positive for you. You're killing it. What are you talking about?
844-770-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Keep the calls coming. Let's start with Kamal in Madison to kick off the 10 o'clock hour. Kamal,
I like
good morning, buddy.
Scoop-Dee-Doo is like your alter ego, like you're a superhero when you go into reporter mode.
And instead of a cape, I have like a trench coat and that little media hat
with
a little press card
little
in
notebook,
it.
Yeah.
A little feather. A little feather.
Yeah, I'm sure someone...
Got your Halloween costume.
Someone will grab a AI image of me as Scoop-Dee-Doo, the superhero who breaks occasional stories. Let's get to calls instead of this nonsense. Kamal, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good morning. I was introduced. I wasn't sure whether to talk or...
No, I wish... Kamal, I wish you would have, but I unfortunately, I couldn't get you there. What do you got, bud?
I'm, you know, Packer fan, but really excited. But, you know, I keep on hearing Denny Green, you know, if you want to crown him, you know, that statement, I don't know if I can say that. Well, can you say that right now? Can I say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Technically,
go ahead.
Yes, you can
go
say
ahead.
It. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, knock yourself out.
Okay. If you want to crown them, then crown their ass. All right, so...
Yeah! God, doesn't it feel good? By the way...
Watch the language. Yeah.
By the way, there's another part of that, though. There's another part of that where Denny Green says they are who we thought they were. Yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
And the Packers may very well be who we think they are.
Well, you know what really, this is one of my negatives, is where we're vulnerable right now is the run game. I think that is going to, that, you know, because I think what teams are doing, what these two teams, Washington and Detroit, were doing was they were just saying, okay, Jordan, you beat us if you can, and he has. But, you know, I think, you know, with Jaden Reed going down, you know, it's just, I think we're just kind of vulnerable in that area, and that would be my negative. My positive is the coach winning a challenge. I think that was pretty exciting. Was it a challenge? I wasn't sure, because aren't they doing those expedited reviews? That seemed pretty obvious. I don't know if that was an actual challenge that he won. Or not,
yeah, so I had the same question because it was the return on it came very quickly. But according to the, because I actually looked this up last night because I was curious about it. He threw the challenge flag. It was a challenge. It was just such, it felt like one of those expedited reviews. And I wonder, had he not thrown the challenge flag, would they have changed it anyway? We'll never know. But he was right, and they did win that challenge, and Lord knows Matt LaFleur could use a win once in a while when it comes to those, because his track record has not been super.
Yeah, for sure. And just to wrap up the Enagbare thing, it wasn't just that they allowed the Commanders to sub. They were catching them in a 12-man situation.
Right. Yeah, he ruined everything.
Them the first down. That's why he was really pissed off.
Terrible, just embarrassing. I again.
All right,
we've had this conversation.
See you later.
Thanks, Kamal. We appreciate the call. Tausch, we've had this conversation before about Matt. Now, last week he was hopping mad, or Sunday, I guess it was still this week, but he was hopping mad during that game. He felt like the penalty on Xavier McKinney was. Wrong, and he lost his.
Yeah, it was.
No, it should have been offsetting. I would say he stood over the guy, and it's an emphasis.
I like a little passion when you're.
I do too, but based on what they're doing officiating wise, it was what they were going to call.
For now, yeah, they're doing it for now.
Right. Well, continue. For now, that was the first game, and they're emphasizing it. My point is that you've talked before. You know, we had the thing last year where he's jumping up and down because the official wasn't seeing him calling timeouts. Is this, if you were to find a negative, does he need to control his temper a little bit, or is that not something that you're concerned about?
So there's a difference of complaining about everything and letting your emotions make decisions. I didn't sense that. Like, if you want to yell at J.J. Anikbari, go ahead.
Yeah,
you screwed
right.
up. That's part of coaching. When you are just mad because you thought that the ref missed a call and then you're going to throw a challenge flag out because you're pissed, I don't like that. And that was my criticism of him last year. He let his emotions make decisions that he should not have done. Everybody, this is a highly emotional, competitive game, and stuff is going to happen. But you can't allow that to happen. And I think it's through 2 weeks. It looks like he has worked and reined that in.
Okay.
Now, he's still, that doesn't mean we have not seen him, because this defense has been so good, we haven't seen him in a high-pressure spot yet.
Also true.
There haven't been, has there been a tight, been through two games, has there been any point where you went into the fourth quarter thinking, Now, Green Bay answering the bell after they scored a tutter? And it got, that was, I thought, the biggest drive of the game.
Totally agree.
And it goes to, this is a phrase I hear all the time from Luke Fickle, this whole idea of complementary football. And when your defense is as dominant as this one is, and they go give up points, which we're not, we're almost to the point now, like, how do they even get first downs? Like, that's how, Jesse said that earlier in the show, that when they go down and score, and they went down and moved the football and scored, then you're looking at it like, all right, boys, you've been a little choppy here. Jordan, it's time to go do something. And then they go do it. That guts the other team. Because they start feeling like, man, we have not played well. Our offense has stunk. And we're only 7 points down in the third quarter. Until they go down and gut them. That's complimentary football at its finest. We saw that last night. And that is what you keep building off of if you're a Green Bay Packer.
All right, let's get to one more call here so we can make some more space on the phone lines for our next batch of callers. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Let's go to Mequon and talk to Steve. Steve, good morning. Welcome to Wilde and Tausch. How you doing?
Great. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, positives and negatives. Positives, I mean, that defense, since both of these games, the other team has never looked comfortable in both these games that they played. I mean, they've just had these guys on edge, you know, and these are two veteran quarterbacks and so on. I mean, that was huge. I mean, defense, like you said, I think they can keep them in any game. The negative, and I guess it's not necessarily related. Well, it's somewhat related to that game yesterday. You guys were talking the other day about re-signing Walker and letting another receiver walk. I can't remember who it was.
Dobbs is, I think, who we expect to depart.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I don't know. You said Watson, he played 15 games last year?
Watson, yes. Watson played 15
Seriously?
Games last season. Yes, he did.
Were you watching the same games I was? Because if he was playing them, he wasn't doing much, and a lot of them. I mean, he's nursing this, and he's got that, and he's this hybrid, and he's this athlete. I mean, he's one injury away from being a JerMichael Finley. I mean, I can't believe they weren't talking about re-signing Dobbs also. I mean, maybe give Watson a contract, I guess. But you guys are talking like he's the next Randy Moss, for crying out loud.
Well, for crying out loud, he, for a three-game stretch as a rookie, he was Randy Moss, if you remember.
Well, so
two years ago.
So, Steve, here's the deal with that. Yes, has he been injured? I think Jason's point was, he did play in 15 of the 17 games. Now, you don't have to like that he, you know, wasn't as productive as you'd like, but when Christian Watson's been out there, and it hasn't been as much, they just gave him basically a sprinkler to say, all right, we're going to let you kind of rehab, play the back half of this season, and if he is a number two wideout next year, you just got yourself a steal of a deal. I think it was worth the gamble on both sides. That was all we said.
Well, I guess, you know, I mean,
Steve, do you like Wicks better?
Yes.
Okay, and you obviously like Dobbs better.
Right, I like Reed better.
I'm a Reed guy, for sure. So in that group, he's fourth for you. But again, my point is you don't have to like it, but I don't think they're re-signing Dobbs. Like he could he's in a spot where if he has a big season, they're not going to pay him what the going rate is, and if he has another season like the ones he's had after what played out last year, again, fair or not, mental health issue or not, they're not going to forget that. I know this, and so whether or not you think it's right or wrong, look, I think Romeo Dobbs had a great training camp. He's had moments now in both games where he's come up with important plays. He is a worthwhile player. And do I think that if he doesn't have things play out the way they did last year, that maybe he gets that slightly bargain rate contract extension instead of Watson coming off an ACL? Maybe. Maybe. But that is what happened. And I'm still, and this is the other thing about this. And God bless them. I hope they can do it all 17 games. But when there are contracts on the line, and you need your catches and you need your targets, they can sing kumbaya all they want, and as long as they're winning, it makes it easier. But none other than Josh Jacobs himself, one of the primary captains of this team, acknowledged to me in a conversation on Tuesday that he is keeping an eye on the wide receiver group because that's what happens with players. They need to get theirs. And if that continues to be you only get two or three catches or three or four targets a game, that is a possible issue. And there can be frustration. I'm not rooting for it to happen, but it's a reality. So, you know, we can agree to disagree on Watson. Certainly his first 2 years were injury plagued. I don't disagree with that at all. But 15 games is 15 games. He played in them.
Is Watson even coming back this year? I don't know. You never hear anything about him.
Steve, I get the sense you're not a Christian Watson fan. Am I reading that correctly?
But he still has to prove to me that he's healthy and can play a full season, and he's not running full tilt because his knee is all this kind of stuff. That's just been his whole career.
Yeah,
he's a superb athlete, and he can't run full tilt. Well, then why do we have him? I don't know.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see when he is activated and what kind of impact he has. But now with him at some point and then later on after they get him back, getting Reed back potentially from this collarbone, like for the final few games of the regular season into the playoffs, I think it'll be interesting to see if they get some bumps from both those guys when they have them available again. Thanks for the call. 844-770-3776. We'll get some more of your calls and texts on the Carbless Talk and Text line. Liz is more after the Packers beat the Washington Commanders last night on Thursday Night Football. Saw some friends from American Family Insurance while I was up there as well, Tausch. And I'm sure you would have too had you not been in Fort Atkinson for football.
Well, I was in some period football. It was a battle, and we love our friends at American Family Insurance. Life is better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. That's because when you feel protected, you're free to enjoy your dreams, from decorating a new nursery to hosting a family reunion in your new backyard. So insure carefully and dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance.
We'll get to some more of the Carbless Talk and Text line. Jesse, I'm assuming that you have been curating the best of the text messages.
Oh, you know it. They're rolling in.
So we will get to the text portion of the Carbless Talking Text line next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
before we get to the curated text messages from the Carbless Talkin' text line, a private text from Shane B. Our buddy Shane Blackman. Great question, actually. It was one that I was wondering myself. I've not talked to Jaden Reed about it. Will Reed's foot heal during the collarbone as well, or will this allow him to get surgery on his foot? I don't. That's a really good question. I don't know. Again, I don't know the specifics. I do. Who am I again? Scoopy McGee? What am I?
Scoopy-Doo.
We've changed it now.
Scoop-Dee-Doo. Not Scoop. No. Scooby-Doo would be like the reporter brother of Scooby and Scrappy.
Scooby-Doo is pretty good, too, though.
That's not bad, yeah.
I think Scooby-Doo is better than Scoop-Dee-Doo. Yeah.
Ruh-roh, breaking news.
That's pretty good. Well done. Hey, Scoob! So I don't know how that's going to play out for him. That injury, depending on the severity, the Jones fracture can heal on its own with rest, or it can require surgery. The fact that he was being allowed by a conservative medical staff to try and play on it would indicate to me anyway that it was more likely on the lower severity end.
It's no turf toe. I mean, you know, it's no turf toe.
Because if it did require surgery, I don't think they would have allowed him to give that an opportunity. And I don't – look, I don't recommend – breaking your collarbone so you can allow your foot to heal. I never considered that as an option for me while I was limping around Lambeau Field. So no one is happy about this. Certainly not Charles Woodson, who did it twice, right? He did it in the Super Bowl, and then he did it again in the 2012 season. Yep. Aaron Rodgers did it twice. Not a pleasant thing. Sometimes the collarbone requires surgery. Sometimes it doesn't. Rodgers had one that he didn't do surgery on, and then he shattered the other one when he got hurt in Minnesota. Anthony Barr, I think, was the one who threw him to the turf, and he definitely needed surgery for that one. All right, Jesse, what do you have on the text portion of the talk and text line?
Matt in Superior, positives and negatives. Positive, the defensive aggressiveness.
Is the font? Do we need new ink in our printer? Or am I going blind?
So
I don't know.
What
is that?
What? I'd like to defend Jesse for a second.
I'm looking at it on the screen.
So I think
it looks
when
like
we were
lack of ink. When
let me know when you're done. You really like your ink line, by the way. You felt very good about that. I believe when we were having our technical issues earlier in the week, when it was a blank show, as you would like to call it. I think Hunter lowered the resolution of the video coming back to us in an effort to stabilize the system. So I don't know if that's
good
been
job,
switched
Hunter.
Back. So Hunter
good
was
job,
doing
Hunter.
Everything he could when somebody allegedly was just under the weather, not self-induced, and missed the show.
Oh, he was a little sick. Too many poor
Jesse,
lights.
Can you read the barely printed talk and text line posting from Matt and Superior
for
the record, my timeout Wednesday had nothing to do with any Coors Lights and it consumed on Tuesday. I stayed true to my promise. I consumed more last night. Positive, the defensive aggressiveness. This is from Matt and Superior. Team is clicking on all cylinders. Negative, nitpicky, but we got to finish teams off. We're dominating teams, but allowing them to stay within striking distance. Go up three scores, please.
Did you ever feel like they were really in?
I
will say,
go up three scores
at 17. Yeah, it was 27-10. You're right. When it was 17-10, I was like, okay,
yeah,
this could get interesting.
No, you gotta go get points here. Yeah, that was the
and
one
they went
point
and did.
Where I thought,
right,
exactly.
And they left points on the board twice football. In the first half. They could have been up a lot more at halftime, and we would have felt better about it.
They did not. They did not execute as well in the first half. That would be my nitpicky comment on it. As far as everything else, not once. Matter of fact, I put a text out to Will and Homer that had Green Bay stopped them at 27-10, we were starting to post game about 4 minutes left in the game. But they didn't. They got
I forgot that was a thing.
Oh, it's a thing, baby. It's real.
Next Sunday might be starting late by 2 o'clock.
I wanted to get it started. Let's crank this thing up.
Let's get it started.
We got our crew. You never felt like that was the only point in the game that you felt like, ooh, okay, it's a little dicey. That was it. Once they scored that tutter, you knew it was Rap City USA, and then they got the field goal, and I said, I wanted to start it right there and then. But I want to be respectful because I understand the NFL is tough, and you can come back and do these things. But I also want to be ahead of the curve. So it was a balance, and to Washington's credit, they scored. Then I thought, let's just wait for the end of the game, and then we ended up starting it right after the 4th and 6 that they shut them down. Then we said, to hell with it, let's get it going. And that's what we did.
To hell with it.
So we did start it early, but just not as early as I would have liked.
So how, I get, you know what? I'm not going to relitigate this. Just tell us how much you love Quick Trip. I'm fighting the urge to say.
What do you want to relitigate? No, what do you want to relitigate?
Starting the post-game show early, how do you notify
everyone? The power
everyone
that you have at
so
this
they know to join you.
Is unmatched.
What do you mean? No, I have to get up. I mean, we all are on the same page. We're texting, and I said, what do you guys think? And Homer has basically acquiesced and said, whatever you want to do. We have to have production behind it.
No, and I'm talking about the audience. How do you alert the audience?
Oh, you tweet it out.
That you've
we tweet
not
it?
Everyone's on Twitter,
like,
bro.
As you're starting, we're live now.
Hey, we're starting the post-game show. The game's still going on, so it's the game is still going on show.
Yeah, well, it's a post-game. The game is over. When we start it, we think the game is over.
The game is over
and
when I
until
say
we're
it's
proven
over.
Wrong.
You think Corey Sparks and Riley Yount could get away with that on Saturdays? We're starting
I don't know.
Now.
I don't know about this Saturday. We'll have to wait and see. I heard they were going to be favored.
I hope we don't ever have to find that out, Jesse, if I'm being honest with you. Packer fans, your next Quick Trip run could score you the ultimate win. Cruise into tailgate season in a brand new Chevy Silverado RST. Blaze the trails on a new Polaris Sportsman 570 or grill like an MVP with a Pit Boss Ultimate Liftoff Griddle. For every dollar you spend at Quick Trip with Quick Rewards, you'll earn points to use in the Packers Fan Zone. No purchase is necessary. Get all the details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. And when game day gets busy, make your life easier. Use the Quick Rewards app. Pick up your favorite fried chicken, pizza, take-home meals, and you can pay ahead with curbside delivery. And right now, we have great deals going. Kitchen Cravings, boneless pork loin chops, 99 cents. Bananas, jumbo onions, and bacon potatoes, 29 cents a pound. Quickery bread, honey wheat, Italian cracked wheat, Swiss rye, multigrain, or Texas toast, 2 loaves for $4. Tailgate savings and sweepstakes. Only at Quick Trip. We'll see you next time.
Pregnant. Pause. We got to get some more of your texts. But the YouTube comments. And usually it's our guy Michael, but there's a few different voices in the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube comments. Jimmy Johnson, I don't think it's the Jimmy Johnson of the Dallas Cowboys fame.
Could be the NASCAR driver.
There's some interesting conversations that I do want to get to. Some interesting takes that we could have a little bit of fun with. But we'll get to more of your texts on the Carbless Talking text line first. That's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Every day is like a blank canvas. You know you can paint it any way you want it. You can draw a black cloud. You can make the sunshine color in a rainbow.
All right, we got a couple of calls I want to get to, but I just want to alert John in the ESPN Madison YouTube comments. We will get to these because there's some that are fun. I promise. We'll do that in the 11 o'clock hour, but or maybe still in this one. Let's get to the phones first, though. 844-770-3776. Let's go down to Dallas and talk to Jamon. Jamon, good morning. Thanks for holding on, buddy. What do you got?
Future negative and positive. Positive, I want to go with the offense and the defense. The studs that we have at receiver, the skill guys, I mean, Malik Heath out there making plays. Dontavian Wicks, I mean, last year around this time, I think we was already leading the league in drops. I don't know how many I've seen so far. I mean, guys have been doing what they needed to do to make sure they hold on to the ball. So, have to be happy about that. Also, the defense, like seeing Quay Walker actually finally find his footing in the defense is something special. Keyshawn Nixon told everybody he wanted to be CB1, and I think that's how you go out there and make a statement. Our only negatives I can say is not too many of them. Just we kind of played flat coming out the second half, something I mentioned last week. Hopefully it's not a thing, you know, that we just – because it kind of is a Green Bay thing, you know, something that Aaron Rodgers was here, you know, coming out in the second half, sometimes just falling a little flat and kind of being a little noticeable. But we can still pick it up at the end of the game, got a few touchdowns on the board. So I think overall a good game. One thing I do want to touch on, I heard one caller mention about the Christian Watson contract. About that, I'm kind of curious about it. You know, he's a stud. But he, I mean, you guys always say it on the show. I mean, the best availability is availability. You have to be there. And, I mean, he played all year last year, which is good, but it's just, he's giving me a Jair effect right now. And we let Jair go. He was top three player, and I'm not sure how well Christian Watson is. I mean, I wouldn't say he's a top five player when he's healthy. And here we are, we signed him to a $13 million contract. And I mean, the guy still had a little time this year. I think we at least could have waited maybe towards the end of the season to get him back from injury. And let's see how he comes back, see if he's still the speedster, see if he's still that guy. I mean, to sign him right now, just kind of curious on that signing. I'm sure you guys probably know a little bit more than me, but. Overall, great victory for the Packers.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. First of all, the contract, I think he got a $6 million signing bonus, which you can, like, look, if he comes back and he's lost multiple steps, which I don't think he has, but if you decide it ain't there no more, you eat the $6 million and you're done with him. He's not getting $13 million for next year. Now, I don't think that's how it's going to play out. Secondly, the reason for Steve and Mequon and everyone else is that he is different than everyone else they have. And you know, I am a Wicks guy. There are lots of Wickses and Romeo Dobbses in the wide receiver world. There aren't guys of his size and his speed. There's not a lot of Christian Watsons. And as Tausch has taught us, guys, and look, he would have been a first-round pick. The Packers tried to acquire the 32nd overall pick from the Vikings in that draft. Then the Vikings also had the second pick of the second round at 34. That's where they got him. But the thing about, hey, first-round picks have to constantly prove they don't belong. That's true. Tausch is right about that. They invested in him bigly, and now they've invested in him again because they believe he is someone unlike anyone else they have. And if they're wrong, they're going to eat this contract. They're not going to give him any. He's not going to be back in 27. Like, I'm a little surprised at the negativity, but I had heard some rumblings that there were people that were thinking that I was a little too positive about that deal too.
Well, the question, why not wait? Because let's say Christian comes back and he is really balling, he's not going to take that. So you look at it from both perspectives, and I think Christian Watson, as he's rehabbing his knee, he gets to put $6 million in his pocket. Yeah, I understand. I think the typical fan will look at it and say that's crazy, but in the grand scheme of things, the hard part sometimes is to just get real, to get an understanding of what that means in the real world compared to in the football world. And in the football world, $6 million is nothing. It's just not. It is in the real world, and for Christian, it is. But from the Packers' cap standpoint, they have voidable years in there already so that if it doesn't work out, they can void and make it even less impactful on a cap. And if it does, they can extend that contract out and make it more manageable if he is the baller that they hope. So that's why they did it.
Mm-hmm.
It is a risk. You're rolling the dice. But they believe that they've seen enough from Christian that when he's out there, and you know what kind of a teammate he is. Had he not handled himself the way he did, he ain't getting that offer. That
You're
is
right.
an offer because you want him in your locker room, and you hope that he does. The NFL and management doesn't usually do a lot of hoping. They do a lot of, this is what's going to happen. When you do things the right way and you have a special talent, you get an opportunity like this. And he is going to use that and say, thank you. I want to outperform for you so that down the road you have to overpay me. Whether or not that happens will be another really interesting point. But I couldn't disagree more with Jamon and our guy from Mequon.
Steve,
you're frustrated that he hasn't played and done as much, and you've seen glimpses. That's the part that bothers people. We've seen the glimpses. We want more of it. But he hasn't been able to do it because he hasn't been able to stay healthy. The Packers are banking that even if you get those glimpses again at $6 million, it's worth every penny of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're hoping.
Right. Yep. Let's get to one more call because I don't want to be a liar. And it's 10:50. We still got another segment left.
Jason, I love it. It's a yep. term of endearment. Yep. I don't mind.
It's yep is a term of endearment. I'm sorry. I don't know how
it makes me laugh.
That.
Hey,
Scooby-Doo.
Jason, don't you always say if you make me laugh, you feel good? Don't you always say that?
I do. I do feel
and
like
when
I've
you
done
go,
my job.
Yep. When you go, yep, I laugh. It's fun.
Let's talk to Justin.
Have a little fun.
Yep. Let's talk to Justin and yep. San Diego.
Krusty.
Krusty, Scooby-Doo. Rut-roll. Justin, please save us. What's going on?
How we doing, boys?
Awesome.
I'll get back to you on that.
He's just tired.
All right.
He's getting a little crusty as the
All right, I got a lot down here. I got a lot to get to. I'll get to it fast. Okay, positives. One, defense is flying. Most excited I've been in years. You said it on game night last Sunday, Tausch. First time this team's been defensive led in forever. That to me is so exciting. Two, injuries. We're getting injuries, but you know what? We can sustain them because they're all on the offense. We've lost two guys on the O-line, two guys at receiver. Thought Tucker was going to be out for a couple of games after he went out for a few plays last night. I was like, all right, we're fine. Luke Musgrave. Where we can't have big injuries is on the defense to our studs. So far, so good. Three, LaFleur won a challenge. Hey, you know, we could have a whole show about that. That's a huge positive. That never happens.
Mm-hmm.
Four, we're overcoming adversity. We're overcoming adversity, right? Like, adversity happens in football. You get bad calls. You get injuries. In the past, we would shrink it with adversity. We'd freak out and, you know, oh, my God. Like, when things happen, when they get close, when, you know, McManus clangs a field goal, we overcome it. That's big. My negatives, it's like everybody else said, they're nitpicky, but just a couple of things. One, we got to stop Jordan Love four or five times in the game with this hero ball stuff. Like, he leans back, he looks at the sky, and he chucks it up four times a game. I don't get it. I don't know why LaFleur doesn't see it. I don't know why he's not coaching it out of him, but that's going to matter somewhere down the line, and it's got to get better. Two, I feel like our run game needs to get better. Like, you know, these are two good front fours. At the same time, you know, we're going to play really good front fours in the playoffs. I just feel like our run game isn't as tight and isn't as efficient as it could be. I don't know what the stats are, but it's looked off. And I realize we're down two O-linemen, but I've always heard backup O-linemen can do one thing better than they can do the other thing, which is run block than pass block. So I feel like that needs to get better. Last thing, boys, I'm going to leave you with a comp that I don't think I've heard anyone say. This whole season has a feel to me of the 2011-2007 New York Giants. If you go back to those teams, they beat the Patriots for Super Bowls. Eli Manning was kind of a mid quarterback that could get hot or cold. They had a bruiser of a running back at Brendan Jacobs. They had some playmakers on the outside with like Hakeem Nicks and Victor Cruz and Jeremy Shockey. But their defense, front seven, was like Antonio Pierce in the middle. The front four was Strahan, O.C. Uiagalelei, Justin Tuck, Jason Pierre-Paul, and they just mauled people in a phone booth. And their secondary stunk. And to me, this is that type of a team. Like, if if that's who we are, and I think it's who we are, I don't know that we're the 2002, you know, Buccaneers or the 2000 Ravens yet. I don't think we're the 85 Bears yet. But if we're that type of a team, that defense wasn't legendary or era-defining, but it was good enough to win a Super Bowl against two really good Patriots teams. It was probably the best defense in the league because they were defined by the front seven. And I feel like that's how we are now. And if so, then I think sky's the limit. And we should all be really excited, and we should all take a minute, take deep breaths, and relax and enjoy this season, because it doesn't come around very often like this.
As the great and a fan of the state of Wisconsin, Jim Rome might say, rack 'em! Great call, Justin. Great call. We appreciate it.
I'm going to say this. Yes, that Giants defense was really good in the playoffs. Consistently, I don't think they dominated people on a week-in, week-out basis like the other teams that he mentioned. I think right now this defense is kind of sitting there. We'll see which way they go. But I would say they are on the other side of that Giants team. And on the other side, they're in the middle. Which way they end up going, is it going to be a team that people find out and can figure some things out and pick on the secondary a little bit? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it going to be more of what we saw with those dominant defenses? Because right now they're dominant. They have not shown any signs of not. Dominant defenses force other teams into bad decisions and not being able to move the football. The Giants did that against the Patriots in that Super Bowl, no doubt. But if I remember right, the Patriots put up like a 30-burger at the end of the season against that same defense and mm-hmm. beat them. So they're better than that. I love the comp. I think it's super interesting. But I think right now, this defense is in a better spot than those world championship defenses that the Giants had.
All right, I want to get to the a few texts and then the YouTube comments. But first, something that Justin said in there about the Jordan Love deep ball attempts, the, I think he called it, hero ball. Troubled by it, bothered by it, fine with it, like it, love it, want some more of it. Where do you fall on that?
I think one of the things that when I heard Orlovsky say that having a defense like this allows you to make maybe some more calculated risks, that doesn't mean I want you willy-nilly and hero ball throwing, but I want you to take advantage of it, and I want big plays. We saw a lot of big plays last night. There were some misses that Jordan had that he'd love to have back. I don't want you getting all conservative. I want you playing aggressive on offense. That's Matt LaFleur's nature. That's obviously Jordan Love's nature. Jordan Love is more Favre than Rodgers. Can we all agree on that?
Yeah, very much so. Yep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So do you want to rein that in? You don't want to have big mistakes in big games? No question. But I want you testing to see where you're at. And then the big thing that I really want to see and understand that Jordan knows, understand what kind of defense you have and know the type of game you need to play to win. And there's never a game that you can turn it over three or four times. But there may be some games where it's like this: their offense stinks. Maybe it's next week and Myles Garrett and everything else. Hey, maybe we need to be a little tighter, and maybe we don't need to go try to score 30 because – they ain't going to score 15. Maybe we get to 17 and we're like, all right, let's just play this thing conservative, because where you get beat is stracks and turnovers against bad offenses or teams that can't do it against the
right
defense like Green Bay has. Finding that balance is what we're hoping for.
What kind of balance did you strike on Prize Picks? I know Jordan went more on his passing yardage.
I had everything right but blank in Jordan Love less on passing. Everything else that we talked about yesterday, at least that I took a look at and dabbled, but I didn't. So I didn't win. I wasn't right. And you know what? I didn't get paid. But boy, you make those decisions and you do it right, you get paid. Don't miss any of the excitement on Prize Picks, where it is good to be right. Prize Picks is simple to play, more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. Get your picks right, you cash in. Prize Picks puts their users first. All withdrawals, fast, safe, and secure. They offer Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more. for quick and easy deposits into your account. Download the app, use that code WI, and you get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right.
Even when you're not on Jordan Love More. We're back to being behind schedule. One more segment left in the 10 o'clock hour. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Yep.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Into the YouTube comments, shall we?
Good luck. I'll sit this one out.
There's a few different folks in here that have made some comments that have piqued my interest. I start with Rainbow Trout.
Good fish. Good eat. It's a good eat.
He's got back-to-back, or they have back-to-back takes here. The Packers would put up more points and be a better team if Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback. Jordan Love misses wide-open deep receivers every single game now. He followed that up with, or they followed it up with, most overrated player in the NFL is Josh Jacobs, slow as molasses and can't make anyone miss.
Negative.
I'm just trying to... Meanwhile, Jim, please screen calls better from the earlier conversation about Christian Watson.
I'm only one man, Jim.
From Jim's point there on the call about Watson, I don't think old boy was the only one that feels that way about Christian Watson.
I agree. I'm glad we took.
I don't mind. Listen, man. I don't want everybody coming up here telling us how great. I mean. We always are trying to look at different things. No, you can say that, but you want to look at it from different angles. I don't want this to just sit there. Oh my God, what we've seen, it's the last 10 days or five, whatever it is, have been awesome as a Packer fan. There is no getting around it. Doesn't mean everything is, you know, all roses and seashells, or however that saying goes, but it's pretty dang close right now. But that doesn't mean that everything is Watson and we can have a differing voice, man. I welcome it. So continue.
That call sparked some significant debates among the, as Jesse calls them, dwellers. Little too real. They say, I agree, Dobbs over Watson, clearly. Dobbs over Reed. Let's not re-sign our best wide receiver because he had a mental thing is so trash. Again, take that up with Goody and the personnel department. I am not telling you they shouldn't re-sign him. I'm telling you that whether it's fair or not, it is going to be a consideration and probably held against him. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. But that's how the NFL works. The NFL's not fair. And you don't get a lot of mulligans. It's not like Tausch at a golf tournament where you get a bunch of them or how many you pay. Like, that is going to factor in. Don't be mad at the messenger. Now, maybe they find a way to keep him. But again, if that doesn't happen, I personally believe he already has an extension. Because remember... Before that occurred, the conversation we were having on this very program was, who's getting an extension first when they're eligible? Zach Tom or Romeo Dobbs? And then we suddenly stopped having that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So, A few others that piqued my interest. This is a very busy area. People get very emotional. It's interesting. It's an interesting insight into the psyche of the Packers fan base. Dustin with a more reasonable take.
Okay.
Jordan Love's downfield throwing has to improve. You can't draft a guy like Golden and not have a thrower that can consistently get him the ball over the top. What did you think of the deep ball to Golden where he's got a step, multiple steps, I think, on the guy, and he's just slightly overthrown? I think there was another one where he was overthrown by a larger amount. There was another deep ball to someone else that was a, like, I don't know, strikes me as deep balls are pretty hard to complete because you're throwing it a really far distance. And it should make you appreciate the guys that are really accurate with deep balls, because I think that's hard to do. What say you?
Let's take a beat here. And I understand we want every play to be dynamite and beautiful. Remember, these two have not had a lot of this time together. Jordan Love missed 3 weeks of training camp, people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Matthew Golden, I'll say this. I don't want my receivers to ever get overthrown. Watson, Golden, don't matter. That means the timing is just a little bit off. We want it to have, we want everything to be perfect, but I'm not going to sit here and say every throw has to be picture perfect. Jordan Love can get better at throwing the deep ball. There's no doubt about that. That's something I think he's going to continue to work at, but let's give a beat, especially with a rookie wideout. It's missed a bunch of camp, as Jordan has. It's not all going to be perfect. I want those opportunities. I want it on film. I want defenses to see it. I want them to complete it. But in last night's game, would it have been awesome? Yes. Didn't happen. You still won relatively easily. Keep working at it. Keep that in your arsenal and just continue to improve on it.
All right, we need to get to the 11 o'clock hour and get more of your thoughts. 844-770-3776 if you want to get in before we call it a day on our conversation about the Packers' win over the Commanders. Again, I don't want to get bogged down in some of the other stuff that I feel like I'm getting bogged down in at the moment now. There's reason to be really, really, really excited, and I am not here to tamp that down in any way. By the way, another field goal. I know one doinked off the upright, but still $1,000 every time Brandon McManus makes a field goal going to Special Spaces Wisconsin from Steinhoffels. And speaking of Steinhoffels, they know your style isn't one size fits all. That's why during their Make It Your Own event, you can create furniture as unique as you are. Choose your fabric, select your finish, add the details, and make it yours. And right now, save 10% off store-wide, plus enjoy 18 months special financing with 0% interest. Steinhoffels is Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader, so relax. It's Steinhoffels. The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.